Howdy, Big Show fans. Randy here. If you've been listening to the broadcast show this week, you know that the rest of the crew is off on fall vacation, leaving me all alone. And it's glorious. But in the meantime, I've put together an encore edition of the show for you for our podcast today. This one originally aired on November the 11th, 2019. A couple of things to point out. It was well before the pandemic was on everyone's mind. And Terry Hansen hadn't retired yet, so he's still part of the cast. Hope you enjoy the show.
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. All right, got our first prize package out. You just joining us? We're playing for a $100 gift card from the Home Depot. Our three dates in history right here. Well, we'll get our categories. Think along with us. November the 11th, it was 1940. The Jeep, built by Willys, makes its debut. And the name comes from the sound of the first letters of general purpose.
Because it was a general purpose vehicle for the military.
Yeah. Jeep, how about that? On Veterans Day, Jeep made the scene. It was on this date, 1988, the loudest scream emitted by a human was recorded. 128 decibels.
I'm guessing somebody was in the shower and somebody else flushed the toilet.
I don't know. I'd give how they measured it or who it was, but there it is. And finally, on this date, no two. The world's first bra made entirely of chocolate went on sale in Graz, Austria. The $160 bras sold for wedding presents are made from special chocolate that does not melt. So they don't let the owners down at the wrong moment.
It does not melt. Well, not in your hands anyway.
Slow it down. Yeah. Chocolate bra. All right. Y'all thinking over in Austria. Yeah. Well, there's our categories. 1-800-BIG-SHOW is your toll-free line across America. We play Outburst next. Good morning, it's a Big Show on the radio, rolling through you Monday. Our video today, robot testing, armed and dangerous. Take it down to get a chance at thebigshow.com, time of day. And right now, get a week's worth of winning beginning, that's a plan.
Outburst, let's play Outburst, it's the game that anyone can win. John Boy and Billy. Give you prizes from the big prize bin. Let's go meet contestant number one. This should really be a lot of fun. When you're playing Outburst, have a hurry up and guess time. You'll have the best time. You'll have a big show time.
Let's say hey to Michelle from Alberta, Alabama.
We'll have a big show time.
Michelle! Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning. How are you?
Hey, we are good. Welcome in here.
All right. Thank you.
Baby, I hope you heard the legs up and you're ready to roll.
I'm ready.
Okay, then. In 5 seconds, we need three vehicles. Ready to go?
I am Jeep, Corvette, Altima.
Bam. All right, Michelle. Now, three sounds a human makes. Ready, go.
Scream, burp, sneeze.
All right. Well, you had one out of the three, I was thinking. But good work. For the win, three chocolate candies. Ready, go.
Hershey, Snickers, Milky Way.
And there is Michelle, Alberta, Alabama. Michelle, you have gotten a $100 gift card from the Home Depot. Congratulations.
Ooh, thank you.
All right, baby.
What a Monday.
I know. Look at you. All right. Hang on for Jackie. If Jackie continues to work the phones, as she's been doing so far, then you're going to be hooked up. Why am I being mean?
I don't know. It's weird.
No, Jackie's doing a great job on the phones.
Don't try to
bottom of the hour, time for the top of your news. Right on the other side, have our Monday morning hero and zero. Boy acting the playhouse. Good Monday morning, Big Show's on the radio, and here we go.
It seems to me the field is split. Some people act like heroes and some like not. We need a big list of good and bad folks to make the workday go by. Here comes the hero, zero guy. He's from East St. Louis, he'll bring the latest to us. He'll either make you laugh or
freaking cry.
Hero, zero guy.
Starting with a zero, you know, it can be nice to go to a bar and have some shots with your husband, but not if you leave your infant daughter in the car.
Mm-hmm.
Samantha Grace Vaughn, age 26, did just that. Recently, a patrolman was sent to the Trackside nightclub in Copperas Cove, Texas, when someone saw a one-year-old alone in a car seat and called the police. The baby's name is Riley, and she'd been left in the car, which was unlocked and running. The police officer went inside the bar and was able to find the mother, who first claimed she had only gone into the bar to pee. However, she smelled of booze, and when asked, she admitted to having consumed two shots. She said she had gone into the bar to pick up her husband and then sat down and drank the shots. Her blood alcohol content was 0.148, almost twice the limit. When she was handcuffed and saw that she was in big trouble, she started yelling racial epithets and threats. She resisted arrest and thrashed around in the back seat of the police car, smashing her head into the steel bar twice. She was charged with child endangerment, resisting arrest, and making terroristic threats to a public servant.
You know, most people make their bad decisions after they take the shots.
You think so, don't you?
No kidding, man.
He took two shots. So Sarah Grace Vaughn of Texas is my choice for this week's zero.
It's a zero.
Now I got a hero. Bikers can get a bad rap, so I wanted to share this story with you, sent to me by listener Monica Phillips. Last year, Darren Sturch and her 8-year-old daughter, Brianne, came upon an accident near Denver, Indiana. It was a tangled mess of motorcycles, and there were multiple injuries of the members of the Milwaukee Iron Motorcycle Group. Sturge pulled aside and parked a bit away from the accident so that Brianne wouldn't see it. Sturge is a nurse and stayed and helped the 5 injured victims until the ambulances and paramedics arrived. Well, the bikers didn't forget about her kindness. After the accident, they kept in touch with Sturge through Facebook. And then this fall, Brianne set up a lemonade stand in her neighborhood, and the bikers decided to surprise her. That was when the motorcycle group arrived. There were about 30 of them on their bikes, and those included 3 accident victims, one of them who hadn't been on the bike since the crash. Brianne was charged $1 for the lemonade, but the bikers gave 5, 10, or even 20 bucks for their glass. Brianne's grandfather called it the best lemonade in the state. Sturch said that Brianne was so happy and surprised, she thought they were the nicest people in the whole wide world. So here's to my heroes, Nurse Darren Sturch, for stopping to help injured motorcycle riders, and the Milwaukee Iron Motorcycle Group for showing their appreciation and supporting a little girl's lemonade stand.
Right. That's thank you, Terry. You got a Hero Zero, you can mail to Hero Zero, John Boy and Billy, P.O. Box 19111, Charlotte, N.C. 28219. I email Hanson at thebigshow.com.
Thank you.
Good Monday morning. It's a big show on the radio. Let's act.
Welcome to John Boy and Billy Playhouse. Today's episode, The Truth at Last. As our story opens, an accident victim hears a soothing voice calling out to him in the darkness.
Kyle, can you hear me? Open your eyes.
Kyle!
Welcome to heaven. I am Saint Petra.
I thought it was supposed to be Saint Peter.
Yeah, he's at lunch. I'm covering the gate till he gets back.
All right. So this is heaven? Wow. A minute ago, I was climbing a 30-foot fence at Area 51. I was going to get in there and see them UFOs.
I know. One of the guards tasered you. You fell off and broke your neck.
Yeah, that figures. Nothing scares people more than the truth, you know what I mean? All my life, people have been trying to pull the wool over my eyes. My parents, my teachers, TV news people, the government, they all lie to you. Somebody's always trying to keep you from finding out the real truth.
Yes. Well, welcome to the place where you can get the truth about every question you've ever had.
Really? Every question?
Every single one. Ask and you shall know the truth.
Okay, let's see here. What's the real deal on the JFK assassination?
Oh, yes. We get that one a lot.
I bet.
In fact, it's our number two question ever.
Oh, yeah? What's number one?
It's usually something about the check engine light.
You know, that was going to be my next one.
Yes, but you asked about the JFK assassination,
Yeah.
So here's that answer.
Okay.
On November 22nd, 1963, President John F. Kennedy was shot from the sixth floor of the Texas School Book Depository.
Yeah.
The shooter was Lee Harvey Oswald, who he acted completely alone.
He did?
There was no conspiracy. So, what do you say to that?
Well, I say it sounds like this thing goes even higher up the food chain than I thought it did.
Son of a... Peter!
We hope you've enjoyed John Boy and Billy Playhouse. Tune in again next time when we'll hear crusty old Jack Ruby say...
Hey, big man, let me hold a dollar.
Yeah, beep.
I gotta get on a different schedule.
All right, is Miss Carisha getting the information?
I was like, well, we got somebody new working. What happened?
Oh, Miss Curry shall get your information.
Miss Curry,
oh, okay.
Miss Curry shall.
Yeah.
All right, good. We all set? We're going to have to stop and figure out what I said every time.
This is true.
That would slow things down a good bit, yeah.
Carisha, tell them.
Yeah, come here, Carisha. Hey, get your news right now. Good morning, the big show is on the radio. Be sure to thank a veteran today. It is Veterans Day. Our boys from Purple Heart Home, a little bit over an hour, are going to join us. We'll do that. If you might have been over serving in Iraq during Desert Storm, we were over here supporting you from the rear. Stuff like this.
See what's happening like in morning radio in Baghdad.
There you go.
It'll be fun. We got a short wave right here.
See how their media is handling it, yeah.
We just turn, see if I can get it here.
Good morning, Baghdad. I'm Big Al Qaeda.
And I'm Big Al Jazeera.
Welcome to the Big Al and Big Al Big Show. Coming up, we'll tell you where you can get a free sample of our brand new Big Al and Big Al grilling sauce.
Plus another hilarious call from our infidel American correspondent and shameless sponsor monger, Mongo Swisher, somewhere in his own little world.
But right now, it's time to play Big Al Jeopardy. Who's got the question? It is our badly dressed producer, Ali Baba Bowie.
Hey, Ali, nice outfit. Not.
Did some homosexual American motion picture star dress you this morning? Okay, we're going to take caller number 9 right now on the Big Al studio lines.
Excuse me, Big Al. You know, there are only 7 working telephones in the Baghdad area right now.
Okay, we're going to take caller 7 on Big Al Studio Lines. Here's the question. Who was the inventor of the drug penicillin? Hey, who's this on the line?
This is Mohammed.
There's a big surprise.
Hey, by the way, long-time listener, first-time caller. Let me hear that camel.
Okay, Mohammed, who invented penicillin?
I would say our beloved leader and destroyer of the infidels, Saddam Hussein.
Okay, let's see.
The prophet says...
You got it! Congratulations! Big Al, tell him what he wins.
It is a copy of the Daniels Band angry new anti-American hit single, This Ain't No Rag, It's a Hat. Plus, we are throwing in a free copy of our controversial new comedy video, Big Al and Big Al, banned from CNN. Congratulations!
Big Al, I don't have a CD player, or a VCR, or a television.
Things are tough all over, pal.
Sort of.
Hold on, the lovely Fatima will take your information.
So can I hear the camel again?
Let's get a quick news update from Big Al.
Good morning, Big Al.
Good morning, Big Al.
Here's some of what's happening in your world today. Revolutionary leader Abu Nidal was found dead in his Baghdad apartment of multiple gunshot wounds. Or, as the medical examiner called it, natural causes. And in light of the threat of new terror attacks by the godless infidel Americans, the Office of Homeland Security has upgraded the national alert status from light brown to medium brown. More on that story at the top of the hour.
Thanks, Big Al.
No problem, Big Al.
Okay, let's rock this Casbah. Tighten up your towels, fellow babies, because here comes the hot new hit from Eminem, the Infidel Star. Hit it.
Well.
Here's Tim Oliver.
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, we'll play John Boy Jeopardy. Somebody will win a Mount Olive pickled prize pack, including a Mount Olive hat, T-shirt, stainless tumbler, and munchies. Satisfy your pickle craving with munchies, the portable pickle in a pouch when you're on the go. Available at grocery stores near you, the Mount Olive Pickle Company. Hang on, we'll play in minutes, but first we're celebrating this National Cook for Your Pet Day. All right. Well, that ain't happening, so let's just have fun with my dog, Pearl.
All right.
All right. Let's bring in the big guy.
And bring in the old mailbag.
Letters. Oh, we get letters. Hello. We get your letters every day. Mailman, mailman, mail today. Reach out and pull one out.
I got one, Will.
Oh, letters. I love those letters. Let's find out what you got to say.
Letter in here from Anton DeRosa. Anton says, guys, you picked up a story the other week about a man who was trapped inside his outhouse for 3 days before rescue. He has no money and cannot afford assisted living. In a world where we care more about cute animals than humans, I thought since you had asked for help on your show, you could take greater steps for this old guy who lives in such abject poverty that he can't even afford running water. Between Hardee's and other national advertising, I know you can maybe throw in a few bucks for this poor man. Do what you will in this life, but there's more to it than bacon cheeseburgers and X1R.
Hmm?
Oliver?
Well, 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 Mr. DeRosa. You are absolutely right. Shame, shame, shame. On you. It's painfully obvious that you have no earthly idea what it takes to produce and perform an award-winning, nationally syndicated radio program. And to be honest, neither do we. But at least we're working on it. There's no template for success in this business, no design for victory. It's a fly-by-the-seat-of-your-pants, laugh-in-the-face-of-death-take-a-bullet-for-your-comrade lifestyle that's not for the weak of heart. And with all this flying-by-our-pants and laughing-at-death and taking bullets, we don't have time to help every person who happens to fall into an outhouse. Around here, that would end up being a full-time job. But you... Anton DeRosa, why don't you do something? What do you have to do that's so pressing? Wash the dog? Clip your filthy, thick yellow toenails? Go see a movie? Well, I guess it's just too much to consider that you might try to do something. Yes, I guess it would be too much to ask of you, Anton DeRosa, to go to the big shots at Hardee's or X1R yourself and suggest that they might help. Since you care so much, why don't you try to do something at a local level? And you just can't be bothered to put down that remote to try to help your fellow man, can you? But what you do have time for is writing a letter to us and dress us down for not making, in your words, greater steps. Well, we put the word in the streets to millions of listeners. What did you do? You moaned and whined like a little girl who didn't get a kitten for her birthday. Well, Susie DeRosa, some of our listeners didn't do anything either. Why don't you look them up and write them a letter as well? And when you're writing those letters, address one to yourself, you lazy layabout, do-nothing troublemaker.
You guys. All right, Ollie. Kind of hurtful in certain ways. All right, let's see. Today's John Boy Jeopardy. Let's jump right in here. Right. We'll talk about your toxic relationships. If you're one of those people who wear one of these and never take it off, you should know that there are likely around 730 million germs living under it.
If you never take it off, it could be anything.
Yuck. Let's just see if, well, good luck, y'all. We go to we get a winner. 1-800-BIG-SHOW, you toll-free line. We play John Boy Jeopardy next. Good morning, it's a big show on the radio. Sorry, late. I was watching our video of the day, Robot Testing Armed and Dangerous. Yeah, you can see it too at thebigshow.com. Pillar says it's fake. He says fake, Pillar. Yeah, check it out. Even they hit him, he stumbles around like a human, but he's a good shot.
He does that Ric Flair stumble.
he does.
It looks real.
If nature was a robot. Yeah. All right, well, check it out at thebigshow.com. All right, we got that. And right now, let's play.
Yes, live across America, it's John Boy Jeopardy. And now he's back, tanned, rested, and ready. Okay. And now he's back.
Thank you.
He's John Moore.
Well, once again, thank you.
That'll put less pressure on you.
Yeah, well. Yeah. Let's say hey to Cheryl from Advance, North Carolina.
Good morning, John Boy.
Good morning. Welcome. All right, baby, well, you first up. Let's see what you got. Well, we're talking about toxic relationships, kind of a hint. If you're one of those people who wear one of these and never take it off, you should know that there are likely around 730 million germs living under it. What do you think?
Your bra.
You say your bra. Let's see.
That would be a
weird development. Now, how many women wear a bra and never take it off? I mean, I'm sorry, Cheryl.
Oh, that is true.
Why are you looking at me?
All right. Well, we were talking about that chocolate bra about an hour ago over in Austria. Yeah. But don't get me thinking like that. All right, Cheryl. Well, thanks for playing, baby. You have a great day.
All Okay, you too.
Okay. Let's say hey to Lee at Costa-Cusica, Mississippi.
Nailed it.
Is that close?
Jackie, what are you doing, old cave drawings? Lee, where are you down Mississippi, buddy?
Kosciuszko.
That was going to be a second guess.
All right, good, buddy. Glad you made it in here, Lee. All right. Hint, toxic relationships. If you're one of those people who wear one of these and never take it off, you should know there are likely around 730 million germs living under it.
And please don't say bra, because I've already said that.
What you got, Lee?
What is a wedding ring?
Yeah, what is a wedding ring?
Seven.
That's what it is. Oh, that's a good thing. Now, why aren't you wearing your wedding ring? 730 million germs living under. That's what John Boy said.
I was just disinfecting it, honey.
Hey, Lee, good work out, buddy. You got the Mount Olive Pickle Prize Pack headed down to you in Mississippi.
There you go.
We jump out, catch you up on your news right on the other side. Our time capsule for this November 11th, Veterans Day. Hang on.
This is the award-winning John Boy and Billy Big Show. The South's number one export.
John Boy, Billy, Pillars, Randy, Jackie, and wow, what luck. Joining us for Yuck It Up Time, Robert D. Rayford. Rayford, I know.
Yuck.
I was wondering where that old man smell was coming from.
I know. Rayford gets out. You know, first one, he's always listening to Yuck It Up Time, and I know he's talking back to the radio.
Uh-huh.
You know he is. Mm-hmm. Riding down left-hand lane, blinker on.
No, come on.
Back to radio. He talked back to the radio when the radio's not even on. It's weird.
But here you are, Rayford, with us, Friday morning, Yuck It Up Time. What's on your mind? Is ain't just like yuck it up stuff up there?
Yeah, you know, like I say, don't do yuck it up time. It's sort of vamp till you're ready. You know, you get in here, you don't have anything particularly planned. You're getting sort of juiced up and ready to go, and your adrenaline's flowing, all that sort of stuff.
You heard him juiced up.
I knew.
You heard him.
Oh, Billy. Listen, I'd quit drinking but I'm scared it'd spoil my image. Billy wouldn't have anything else to talk about.
Yeah, man, and you'd wake up and realize that's the best she's going to feel all day.
Yeah. I was thinking, though, you know, all this talk about snow, though.
Uh-huh.
You know, people talk about, so people in the South go crazy with snow, and the old thing about them going buying up all the bread and milk.
Yeah.
We used to have a big old tall boy in school. I'm sure down the grade you had a big old tall boy.
There you go.
We couldn't drink in school.
his name was Clyde Biggers. He was tall, about your size, tallest one in school. Uh-huh. Every time it snowed, Joe Norton said, I hope it snows butt cheek deep to Clyde Biggers.
I've always wondered where that expression came from. Now we know.
Of course, in Concord, you didn't say butt cheek deep.
Right. Thank you for editing yourself.
Yeah. What did you say, Bob?
No.
Man, that's something. I mean, we're talking about Robert D. Rayford. I mean, do y'all realize what a treasure we have here in this man?
No, not so far.
No, don't get me to crying.
I know. I won't choke you up, but it's a real pleasure. Here we are going into a new year. How many years have you been with us now, Ray?
16 years. What was past November?
16 years.
Yeah, so quit counting.
And a lot of people ask, you know, how in the world, how'd you find Rayford? What's the deal with Rayford? Mm. Well, actually, me and Billy was doing a show. It was on another station.
Right.
Right. And we would make fun of Rayford because he had a TV show.
He had a TV talk show that was the closest thing there's ever been to a radio show on TV. He was sitting there at a desk like an anchor man and just talking to people on the phone.
In the living room, I mean, TV, you know, blam, comes on there, it's Rayford sitting there. People who smoke are idiots. Morons.
That was the first show. That was the first show.
Let's talk about it. So, So, anyway.
Of course, the heck of it is, I look around and tune in on the cable, and that's about all you're seeing on the cable. People do the same thing.
Have you heard yourself talk lately?
Nice. You know, the thing is, and I quit trying to talk like a radio announcer. Mm-hmm. I went through many, many years trying to talk all the time like a radio announcer, you know, and now I just sort of broke down and said, heck, I'm going to be who I am. Who
don't like it can kiss my... All juiced up.
Broke down.
Looking for a tall boy.
That is pretty awesome. Pretty awesome. And you turned 75 years old over the Christmas holidays. Sure we weren't here for your birthday.
Tell you, boys, that's a benchmark. I didn't think about it too much. But the thing is, I check the obituary column every day. Make sure my name made it. I see all of these people dead I was in school with.
Oh,
people,
man.
People I know. See?
Yeah.
And I say, Dad, blame. You know, the light at the end of the tunnel gets a little smaller. The aperture gets a little smaller every day.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you what.
Think about that.
Now, is this yours, or are you talking about your view of the world?
Yeah.
Well, that's something, Raven. You keep moving around like you are. I can't believe a man your age does all the stuff you do, from jumping out of airplanes, going cross country every year with Kyle Petty on the charity ride. I mean, you as long as you keep doing stuff, maybe you'll never get old.
No, that's what they say. But
you feeling old?
Who was I? Oh, the other day. What was it? Just yesterday, we were talking about David Brinkley, and I was saying to you on the show about how you're off of the radio, you're off of the TV for a short time. Mm-hmm. People's memories are very short. Mm-hmm. They're always saying, "Whatever happened to so and so?" Like John said, nothing happened to him. It's always been that way.
Right.
But you think about it, and you find out we haven't heard of David Brinkley. Finds out he's out there in Jackson, Wyoming, which, by the way, we passed during the last year's ride,
mm-hmm.
and he's bedridden. In
really?
A wheelchair.
Has
to have somebody look after him all the time.
Man.
And you wonder about that. And I was mentioning, too, about old Sam Donaldson. I used to work with Sam.
Uh-huh.
And Sam, you know, he's sort of out of
I hear he's starting to lose his hair. Is that true?
Oh, Lord. You know, yeah, he better not come
his
up.
His eyebrow's starting to break up.
Really?
That one.
Come up big windstorm. His hair blowing the street.
Uh-huh.
But Sam's something else. Worked with him a long time. And I was telling about when we went to the party for him. They had when he went with ABC and he left WTOP where we all work. And we said, Sam, why'd you go with ABC? That's a dog network. You held out. You could have gone with CBS. Sam huffed up and said, because they have so many incompetents over there, and I know I'll rise to the top.
Wow. Mm. What a coincidence. Same thing Rayford said. Well, Rafe, I tell you what, buddy, you got a job as long as you want it right here. People love
you or
they hate you.
Record that.
Okay. Which is perfect for us. All right, buddy.
Now, you know, later on, we're going to Rayford's into some new stunts. We're going to put him in a shopping cart and run him into the bushes like old Jackass.
Yeah, you'll have a job now. The description of it may change a little bit.
John Boy and Billy.
And Rayford ain't no Kinko's.
Morning radio done right.
Good Monday morning. It's a big show on the radio. And we visit with our boys from Purple Heart Homes here on Veterans Day in about 20 minutes. Hope you can be around for that, especially if you're a veteran.
All right.
All right, are we ready? Well, here we go. It is time for Oliver.
Well, well, well. The spine-chilling horrors of Halloween are at last behind us. So I guess we don't have to worry about monsters for another year. Or do we? Because just when you thought it was safe to turn on the radio, a truly terrifying creature appears. A greater threat to mankind than Godzilla. A more profound assault on humanity than Jason or Michael Myers. A more diabolical nightmare than the person who invented Crocs. And it's in our very midst. Prepare yourself for the ultimate in terror. I'm referring to the Deep Thinking John Boy. Bwahaha! This blood-curdling turn of events wasn't anything that any of us saw coming. Oh, we've had to deal with many versions of John Boy over the years. The about to snap, John Boy? The, I think I'm catching a cold, John Boy. The, blue dress, hands off, John Boy. But never, ever a smart John Boy. To be frank, he's never really shown any signs of being smart before. Ever. For almost four decades, he's been, well, dumb. Now, not finger in the electrical socket dumb, but kind of a lovable, well-meaning dumb. Goma pile dumb. Grimace dumb. I mean, I doubt Albert Einstein ever hollered, ooh-ah, ooh-ah, ooh-ah. Alfred Nobel is unlikely to have ever screamed, where's my big bag? And Pavlov probably didn't tell his assistant, you need to learn her box. Well, wait, maybe he did. But suddenly, almost overnight, that dim bulb over John Boy's head lit up. It's like he took the yellow brick road to the Emerald City and told the wizard, I need one of them the brain thingies. Damn that wizard. I recall when I first noticed it. I was standing in the lobby chatting with Barbara when John Boy appeared. I knew something was immediately up because he was holding his styrofoam coffee cup with his pinky extended. He said, did you know the hole in the ozone is smaller now than when it was first discovered? What the hell? We both just stared at him. Usually he says something like, when's the next vacation? Or, are you going to eat that? But the look on his face was one of smug satisfaction. Like he successfully blamed another fart on Pearl. Little did we realize, it was merely the foreshadowing of things to come. All of a sudden, he was debunking the evidence in the Scott Peterson murder case. Well, maybe he wasn't guilty. We were stunned. I mean, could John Boy be right about something? He became an expert on everything from Russian collusion to biomolecular science. And it is exhausting. At that moment, life at the big show changed forever. Suddenly, people are avoiding him like he was selling Amway. Oh, how bad can it be, you say? Well, someone actually, on purpose, started a conversation with Smarty Marty as a way to escape a lecture on the merits of the Electoral College. Bad enough for you? One unnamed staffer even went so far as locking themselves in the toilet, even after Andy behind the glass paid the rent on that high-fiber diet. P.S. It was Tater. The question that begs to be asked about all this is, how did this happen? Well, I have a theory. One weekend, John Boy was at the farm. He was riding that damn tractor again. And we all know that's where he does all his quote-unquote thinking. Now, it's likely that he pontificated on some subject to the Booger Branch boys, and they oohed and aahed and praised his brilliant insights. Now, keep in mind that the Booger Branch boys make Bigfoot hunters appointment viewing and still think OJ is innocent, so we're not exactly talking about the Algonquin Round Table here. But that didn't matter to John Boy. Oh, no. These guys complimented him unprovoked. He didn't even have to tempt them with a Ziploc bag of leftover room-temperature chicken wings. And that smidgen of praise was all the validation he needed. And so, the nightmare began. No one can never be sure why precisely he decided to change. I mean, he spent nearly four decades being the lovable half-wit hayseed, being comically incorrect and mispronouncing words. It's gold. Literally. It's made him wealthy beyond his wildest dreams. Billy was the smart one. I'm sorry, is the smart one. And that's what made all this work. That's the Big Show. Every Laurel needs a Hardy. Every Abbott needs a Costello. And if there are two smart ones, well, where can we go? All I can say is, come back, dumb John boy. Come back. And if he won't, well, Billy, can you say ooh-wah, ooh-wah, ooh-wah?
The pie is a circumference equal to the...
That's what we're talking about.
Good morning. You got the Big Show on the radio. More chances for you to win coming up after your news, weather, and sports.
Good day. Your old pal Steve here. No, not the former idiot intern. The Crocodile Stalker. And you're listening to my two favorite bonza mates, John Boy and Billy on the Big Show. I'll tell you, it's nice to be high and dry and safe and sound in this knacker studio. Hey, what's this wire for?
Good morning, it's a Big Show on the radio. Yeah, I was trying to remember the deal that the Scarecrow did when the wizard gave him a brain. So it sounds smart after all.
Oh, the one about the isosceles triangle.
What's that go? The
sum of any two sides of an isosceles triangle is equal to the remaining side, or something like that.
He's supposed to know that. You are. Well, take the hint.
It worked.
I guess I'm back dumb.
Yeah. All right. Hey, man, happy Veterans Day to our veterans. And man, you mean a lot to us. We're going to spend a few minutes with our boys from Purple Heart Homes coming up in just a few minutes. Hang on. Big Show rolls on. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up next, your chance to win a prize packed the easy way. The current events quiz. Take C and win. Right now, it is Veterans Day, and we have one of our favorite charities for veterans, Purple Heart Homes, in the studio. John Galena, co-founder, Tim Parker, chief operations officer. Tell our new listeners about Purple Heart Homes. It's a 501c3 public charity founded in 08 by John Galena and the late Dale Beatty, two Iraq combat wounded veterans who started on a mission to provide housing solutions for service-connected disabled veterans and their families. Driven by the belief that no veteran should be left behind, Purple Heart Homes, together with the community, is committed to ensuring quality of life solutions for disabled American veterans from all conflicts. Check them out online, phhusa.org. Good morning, John and Tim.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning, guys.
Right. Veterans Day here, November the 11th. John, being a veteran, what are you feeling, buddy?
Well, first of all, let me say it's great to be here with you all this morning. And as always, you know, we really enjoy getting out here and sharing with the listeners, your listeners, what a great job they've done supporting us. And we just want to start off by saying thanks. The last time we were on here, we got a phenomenal response from Mr. Billings, a veteran we're helping up in the northern end of Iredell County. And we're just really, really proud of the way everybody's come out and said, hey, we want to jump in and volunteer. So that warms my blood, makes me feel good.
That's awesome, man. We got some of the best listeners and just all over. We'll tell you, y'all can start your own chapter of Purple Heart Homes as well.
Yeah, that's right. We love it when people get involved, and we just want to share the mission and share with those that, you know, they can help somebody that has done something for them. And that's really what we're here about today. You know, I think about Veterans Day every year. We come around and folks, you know, so often just come by and say, you know, happy Veterans Day. And, you know, while we're thankful for that and for that interaction, you know, I think a lot of people kind of miss the point. And being a veteran is about the service, but it's not just about combat. There's so many that have served our nation and they've served it honorably, but it has not been in combat.
Yes, sir.
And so with that, you know, I just want to draw a little special attention to all those that are out there that have raised their right hand. They pledged an oath to our nation, and they said, you know what, I'm going to go out, and I'm going to train, and I'm going to be ready. Mm-hmm. And if the time and the call is needed, then I'm going to be there to answer it. And so, you know, I was doing a little bit of reading coming in today, and there's 19 different cohorts that the United States government and the U.S. Code recognizes as veterans, and they were not in the U.S. military.
Oh, wow.
And I just find that interesting. So, you know, there's all these different people, civilian occupations that support our military, and during certain conflicts, the government will recognize them, too, as veterans, even though they were not in the U.S. military. So I think, you know, for that, you know, we also, as an organization, recognize that so often the popular media wants to make people think that it's the ones that are coming off the battlefield today that have done something special. But the truth is, those that went back to World War II and even prior to that, they allowed us to be here. Mm-hmm. They deserve our recognition. It's those senior veterans that were stood in the line before us that they, too, deserve our recognition and our honor and our praise.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Good stuff.
So every day, Purple Heart Homes, we get to do that. We, you know, we get to hear these amazing stories from veterans that, you know, may have experienced the Bataan Death March or other types of POWs, or men and women that jumped out of airplanes or went into Grenada, or folks like Parker that served for a few days in Panama.
Now, so we were going to write that down about how we were honoring our senior veterans. We were going to write that down. Bill, you catch that?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So you're calling yourself a senior now, Parker?
Apparently.
I'm glad to hear that. No, so it's everybody. And, you know, we're all affected in these very different ways. And some of us are impacted by maybe getting blown up. Mm. Some by maybe getting shot.
Yep.
Some by maybe getting trapped on a boat for a few months when you like being on the land.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
And for some, it might even be that you were hurt training and you spent some time in a hospital. And, you know, now you go through life and you have all of these, you know, triggers and memories of your time in service. And it's good to be able to relate with people. And you can relate with people and share those stories when you feel comfortable and the conversation's open. And that's what we encourage people to do.
And I would think that because of your background, you are, you know, a big part of what you have done is being self-reliant and being ready to improvise on the spot and being ready to take care of yourself. Does that make it harder when you really need help to ask somebody for help?
You know, I think back to my days in basic training and really all the way going into Iraq, you know, there's these few catchphrases that you really remember, like adapt and overcome or semper gumby, you know. Uh-huh. And so you're really taught and trained. It's ingrained in you to be self-reliant and to think outside of the box and to try and fix it yourself, deal with it at the lowest level possible, not to escalate the problems. And so, yes, Billy, I think, you know, by and large, so many come out, whether they feel like they don't deserve it, they didn't do enough, whether they feel like, you know, the government or the people kind of shunned them, maybe in the case of a lot of our Vietnam era veterans. And then I think the popular, the popular war, if you will, that we've been in the last, you know, 15 to 17 years now, that it's common and natural that people are thinking, so the veterans are more apt to say, yeah, I could use a little bit of help. So I think it plays both ways. We have to receive them. Reintegration, as I've said before, is not possible on your own. Somebody has to receive you to be reintegrated.
Uh-huh.
And that means that they got to accept you.
You mentioned the Vietnam War. I know somebody, Parker, you're working with now, Richard Linder, a 73-year-old Army veteran that served in the Vietnam War, suffers from the effects of Agent Orange, including diabetes and the loss of a leg.
Yeah, so many of our veterans from Vietnam have Agent Orange-related diseases, and a lot of times, sadly, it requires an amputation. We went to Richard's house, and we thought we were going to help him make it HDA accessible, put a ramp on, widen some doorways. But when we got there and we realized the condition of the house, we came back and said, you know, it'd be easier if we just rebuilt him a house. So that's our plan.
So just level the existing house and build him a new one.
We're going to level the existing house and we're going to put a new house in there.
Wait a minute. His house is already level. We're going to use some military terms. We are going to demolish the existing house. It's already level.
You ain't going to be out there with a level. All right, I got you. So we could use donations, of course, for this project if you're starting from the ground up.
For everything. We need everything from the foundation to the roof. We need windows. We need doors. We need flooring. We need about anything you could name, and we need skilled contractor tradesmen who are willing to help us with this.
And I know you guys right now, 95 active projects taking place right now.
Yeah, we try to keep busy.
That is huge.
Well, the need is truly out there. And what we've realized is that so often, until we get the project started, the ability to raise the funds is really tough. You know, people want to see things in action happening. They want to see the tangible project. They want to meet the veteran. We've got them, over 500 of them. And there's a way in your community for you to get engaged today, whether that's by helping us raise funds, whether that's by telling your neighbors and your friends and your civic groups about the organization so they can get involved. There's a way for everybody to get engaged.
And the funding that you generate stays in your area so you can see it. It's up close and personal.
By and large, we really try and let every community, we want every community to take care of their veterans in their community. And that, you know, requires keeping monies and local monies in those local projects.
That's what the chapter model is based on. We want that community to come together, a group of caring individuals, fundraise some money in the community. We'll re-grant them some money from the National Corporation, but we'll help them get started doing our work in their community.
And you'll be able to see the results up close
right in your own community.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, our national partners, you know, really cover all of our overhead and our program management expenses. We're looking for those local project dollars to be able to impact that local veteran.
And a way to do that today, if you'd like to do something substantial here on Veterans Day, You go to phhusa.org and join the Hearts of Honor. That's the easiest way for our listeners to get involved right off the bat.
And that takes you from thanking a veteran on Veterans Day for his service or recognizing a veteran that's missing and lost on Memorial Day. You thank a veteran daily, every day with your Hearts of Honor money. And 100% of the Hearts of Honor money goes right into projects. So for your $10 a month, once a quarter, you'll get a newsletter from us that'll show you a project where we bought windows with your money. We spent money on 2x4s. Yeah. We put a ramp in, whatever that veterans needs. We were talking about how veterans are self-reliant and they don't come to us to ask. Many, many, many of our applications come from family members who say, look, Dad or Mom, whoever it is, you need help and we can't do it as a family, so we're going to apply. And we've had some funny phone calls from the veterans. One of our guys, Brad, called a veteran and the veteran thought he was soliciting a donation. Uh-huh. And he was an old cranky World War II guy, and he said, I already gave all my money to the VFW and the DAV. And Brad's like, no, I want to come help your house. He's like, darn it, my daughter. And he started yelling at her, who'd you call these people? But we eventually went there, and we helped the man who helped his house, and he was grateful.
We urge you to go to the website, phhusa.org, join Hearts of Honor. And, of course, always need skilled trades, contractors, volunteers to help veterans in your local community, like we're talking about. Guys, awesome. Thank you for coming in on Veterans Day. Thank you for what you do with the veterans every day of the year for the past, 08. This is 11 years.
Good math, John. Yeah.
Thank you very much. That was pretty quick, too, wasn't it?
11 years and 507 projects later.
Wow. Nice. Good deal. John Parker, thank you for what you do, boys.
Thank you, guys.
All right. PHHUSA.org. All right, Billy, let's play this current events quiz. What are we dealing with?
Food news from Europe, a hot new trend in vending machines.
All right, 1-800-BIG-SHOW, your toll-free line. Take C and win. Next. Good Monday morning. Big Show's on the radio. Said you're easing into your work week with us here. Video today, robot testing, armed and dangerous. Check his robot out to fire and range. There at thebigshow.com. Are we ready, girls?
Ready?
All right. Yeah. Yeah. Let's say hey to Chuck from Augusta, Georgia. Good morning, Chuck.
Good morning, John Boy.
Hey, man, welcome in here. All right, buddy, you've made it through. The hard part is over. You listen to Biddlin' Win.
Well, in the U.S., vending machines sell mainly soft drinks and cigarettes and the occasional candy bar or stick of gum. Meanwhile, In Germany, the hot new trend is vending machines that sell sausages. That's right. Drop in a few euros, and in seconds, you can be enjoying a spicy serving of bratwurst, knockwurst, or German barbecue. Some machines will even sell you a side order of German potato salad. And believe it or not, Germans say the quality is surprisingly good. The sausage vending machines are a popular shopping alternative in smaller German towns where grocery stores don't stay open 24 hours like they do in America. So if you're hungry in the middle of the night in Germany, be on the lookout for a machine labeled A, Instawurst, B, Snackenhaus, or C, Der Wiener Schlinger.
What you got, Chuck?
I think it's the Wiener Schlinger. Three.
Okay.
Yeah. You're right.
Well, I got an idea. Hope he catches on, man. Hey, Chuck, you got you a Happy Herd prize pack. We're going to get it to you down in Augusta, buddy.
Hey, sounds great, John Boy.
We jump out and catch you up on your news. It was about 20 minutes away. My visit with Mary Jane, Zach's girlfriend. Got to be here for that. Good morning, it's Big Show on the radio. Back celebrating Veterans Day. Big Al and Big Al. Y'all might have missed it when you're overseas serving us. Right now, talking about Pearl My Dog earlier today. It brings us a bonus top 10 list, Billy.
Today's top 10 list, John Boy's Dog's top 10 New Year's resolution. Right. Number 10, I will show my master the respect he deserves. Okay, I'll try to do better than that. Number 9, I'll be more cooperative when the master's kids ask me to eat their homework. Number 8, I will stop framing the stuffed animals in the house for objects I destroy. Number 7, I will only eat things in the house that are actually edible. Number 6, of the edible things in the house, I will avoid any candy that might make my head swell to twice its normal size. Number 5, when I fart, I will stop blaming it on the master. Number 4, when I take a dump on the rug, I will stop blaming it on the master. Number 3, I will only do the butt scootin' boogie across the carpet on regular cleaning day. Number 2, 3 words, less leg humping. And the number 1 resolution of John Boy's dog, I will stop denying it when other dogs say, hey, aren't you John Boy's dog?
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Right, here we go.
And now, Deep Thoughts with your host, Zach the Weed Guy's girlfriend, Mary Jane.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Oh, man, I hope you're doing all right. I had the stomach flu yesterday. So I stayed home from work and had a lot of time just kind of think about stuff. You want to hear some?
Yeah.
Cool. All right. If you're taking like karate lessons, I bet a good way to practice your moves is to walk through a spider web at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, I'll say that. Yeah.
Being a baby must be really scary. Just imagine if you went to sleep in your bed, and when you woke up, you were at Walmart. If Apple made a house, would it have windows?
Ah.
There you go.
You know, making your dreams come true takes a lot of really hard work, which is going to be a problem for me because my dream is to not work very hard. I've got this weird friend that, like, wants to be a writer for Law and Order SVU. Mm-hmm. She doesn't really like the show, but she's thought up a lot of good ways to murder people. And I know this weird guy, and he just got a face tattoo. Mm. And it's a picture of the back of his head. There's some weird people.
Yeah.
Statistically speaking, flying in an airplane is actually way safer than flying in a car.
I would think so, yeah.
Way safer. You guys, I'm not an alcoholic, but I do like being anonymous. So I joined this group. It's called A. Think about it. If people didn't exist, a cat would have no idea what tuna fish tastes like. None. You notice that teenagers drive like they're running out of time, and old people drive like they've got all the time in the world. One of my best girlfriends is white, and she just started dating this black guy. She said, "You know, Mary Jane, I don't really see color, which is cool, I guess, but I bet it's really confusing when she pulls up to a traffic light." In school one time, the teacher told me I had to learn how to do math because I wouldn't always be walking around with a calculator in my pocket. How do you like me now, Miss Fitzgerald? Boom.
Got one on your phone.
Right there. Dude, it's like we're on the same wavelength.
It's exactly like that, yeah.
That's all I got for right now. I gotta go over to my mom's house. Her DVR is all messed up.
Oh, no.
It plays everything backwards.
What?
She thinks American Idol is a show about this a-hole that can't sing who gets a job at Arby's.
You better get going.
Okay, well, y'all keep rocking, all right? Hang loose, all right? And I'll just keep thinking, okay? All right, later, dudes.
Deep Thoughts is brought to you by Hargrave's Meated Pot Products, because it's 420 somewhere.
Good morning, the Big Show's on the radio.
Well, well, well. You've obviously got nothing better to do, or maybe you're just not smart enough to change the dials. Whatever the reason, you're listening to John Boy and Billy on The Big Show. Aren't they wonderful?
Shows on the radio. Don't forget some time today. Thank a veteran. It is Veterans Day. You can go to our Products for Good webpage and click on the link at thebigshow.com. See, I can honor a veteran. Talked to boys from Purple Heart Homes earlier. Some of y'all were over a Desert Storm. We were here supporting you from the rear. Stuff like this.
folks. I'm Big Al Qaeda.
And I'm Big Al Jazeera. And have we got a channel for you?
Introducing the first ever 24-hour all-Islamic sports network, Ubi Bobby Boo ESPN2.
This week from the 3COM People's Revolutionary Arena in Tehran, it's the Nextel Islamic All-Star Soccer Challenge. Complete 3-hour coverage of the action on the field, followed by a 6-hour special on the Islamic soccer hooliganism after the game.
It's the Muslim Crescent's newest extreme sport, the Islamic Strongman Competition. See the region's best paramilitary thugs put down a pro-democracy uprising for the chance at the grand prize, 10 million drachmas.
And weeknights at 11, end your day with a complete recap of all the day's hot stories on the best damn Islamic sports show, period. Hosted by Raheem Al-Jabroni and Tom Arnold.
Who got game? We got game! Booby Bobby Booby ESPN 2!
We cover sports like the sword of Islam will soon cover the earth with the blood of the Western infidels.
To get Booby Bobby Booby ESPN 2, call your local cable operator and threaten a massive suicide truck bomb attack on their headquarters. Trust me, they'll come around quick. Ubi Bobby Booby ESPN 2.
It's Muslim sports fantastic.
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, we'll play Wordy Word. You can win a Carolina Skiff gift pack. With a Carolina Skiff boat, you can enjoy all the benefits of a premium boat with an entry-level price. Click on the link at BigShow.com. Yeah, notice Pearl scooting across the carpet, Jackie. So we'll give a shout-out to Weddington Animal Hospital, where Jackie takes my dog. Because neither one of us can bring ourselves to squeezing a little deal that y'all know what I'm talking about.
Their slogan there, is a little long, but, you know. They do good work.
They get on alert whenever they hear this song.
There's a little bitty dog, and her name is Pearl, and she's the sweetest thing in the whole round world. But she's got a problem, and it's about to drive her out of her mind. Her rear end's feeling mighty riled. That's why Pearl goes wild and does a butt-scootin' boogie.
Oh, boy.
Now some folks say it's something in her food. Whatever it is, it's not too good. She goes to scrubbing her hiney on a living room rug. When that dog's on a scootin' jag, she does a quick zig and then a zag. It's the butt scootin' boogie. Oh no, there she goes, she's about to get low, but scoot. Itchy crack, anal sack, having trouble out back. She does a boogie, she does a sit down on the ground, go to town, but scootin' boogie. Yeah. Let's go. No, no, Pearl, no, Pearl, when I said let's go, I was talking to the piano player, not you. Honey, you, oh, look at that. That's plumb awful. We're going to get you straightened out here in just a second, honey. Hang on, all right? Sit down there, if you can. Well, she's about as low as a dog can get. It's time to load her up for a trip to the vet. He might be just a feller that could straighten her out. Hope so. Cause lately her life ain't nothing but grief. Pearl needs some fast relief from the butt-scootin' boogie. Right there in the den, there she goes again. Ooh, butt-scoot. Poor butt, she's about to go nuts. That's why she boogies. She does a sit down on the ground, go to town, butt scootin' boogie. Oh no, there she goes, she's about to get low, butt scoot.
Hitchy crack, anal sack, having trouble out back. That's why she boogies. She does the sit down on the ground, go to town, butt scootin' boogie. She does the sit down on the ground, go to town, butt scootin' boogie. She got a slight hitch, bad itch, life's a bitch, butt scootin' boogie. Oh, yeah.
Come on. All right, the bus good boogie. Good deal. All right, Pearl, we'll sneak out later. Right now, let's play Wordy Word. 1-800-BIG-SHOW, your toll-free line. We'll get a couple contestants. Team up and play next. Good Monday morning, and the Big Show's on the radio, and the video of the day, robot testing, armed and dangerous. Check it out to get a chance at thebigshow.com.
Freaks me out.
Yeah, they will. All right, take classic beer requests on the Facebook wall coming up in minutes, but right now.
Oh, well, everybody's heard about the bird.
Let's play the wordy word and a wordy word and a wordy word and a wordy word. Let's meet our contestants. We got Mandy from Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Good morning, Mandy.
Good morning, Cowboy.
Good morning. And we got Ben from Center, Texas. Good morning, Ben.
Hello.
Hello. Hi, y'all. Welcome. Ben, your own team, Tater and Terry. Mandy, you came and you gave without taking. We hope you give it a lot of words. You're on the John Boy and Billy team. Don't you? I'm funny. Okay, Ben, you relax, and me and Mandy, we'll go for the first 30 seconds, all right? All right, so Ben's relaxing. Mandy, are you ready?
I'm ready, John Boy.
Okay, start the clock now. The sun is very this.
Hot.
Did she say it?
Right.
No. Yeah, there you go.
Okay, all right. Rhymes with it. You have 20/20 vision. You have good
sight.
Yeah. All right. Go fly a
kite.
Yeah. Rhymes with it. Turn on the
light.
Yeah. Rhymes with it. Not left, but
right.
Uh-huh. Not right, but
left, wrong.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Didn't tell you it didn't rhyme, but you
did really well,
there.
And yet she sounded kind of disappointed with you the whole time. It was very weird.
Mandy, yeah, we put a 6 on the board. That's a good score.
Not all as funny right. as you thought you were.
Yeah, maybe not. I love Mandy's laugh. All right. Hey, Ben, you are up with Tater for your round one. Are you ready?
Yes, sir. Bring it on.
All right. Start the clock now.
Big gorilla movie. He climbed the Empire State Building.
King Kong.
It rhymes with it. It's a table tennis game. You play?
Ping pong.
Rhymes with it. The doorbell makes this sound.
Ding dong.
The state blank. This is the main city in the state. It's called the?
State capital?
Yes.
Yeah.
When you play... you play America's game and you use a bat and you hit a ball.
Baseball.
I'm freaking out over base there, Tate.
Locked up.
Say Astros. Yeah,
well, y'all did good.
Ooh, yeah,
put a 5 on the board. Mandy leads 6-5. And here we go into round 2. Mandy, you're with Billy. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
And go.
Women wear perfume. Men wear what?
Cologne.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Let's see. This is a musical instrument. You play it. It has a long slide thing on
rhymes
it.
Rhymes with it.
Violin.
No, rhymes with the last one. It's a music. It's like a brass instrument.
A trumpet.
No.
You're close.
You're very close. It's shaped like a trumpet, but it has a long slider on it.
Saxophone?
No.
No. Does the saxophone have a slider on it? I don't think it does.
A slider.
That time I was kind of disappointed in you.
There's the buzzer. All right. Well, ooh. Y'all put a one on a six, a total of seven. Oh. I know. Well, Ben and Hanson, good news for y'all. You need two to tie, and three will win.
Okay.
All right, Ben, and we're picking up on that last one. Ready, Ben?
Yes, sir.
And go.
It's a musical. What do you like?
Trombone.
There you
Trombone.
Go. Good. You call somebody on your what?
Telephone.
Tied
there you
up.
Go. I'm going to the state where to get fried food. Go up to the state what?
State fair.
The yeah,
state.
There you go.
Well, fair for the win. 8-7.
Oh, man, he's a good player, too.
I know, and I must say, Billy, good trombone
see,
mouth.
See, I was
good
hoping the sound trombone. Was going to get me up.
Thanks for setting that up.
We made Ben work.
Mandy, we came up a little short, baby, but you try again anytime, all right?
I'll do it, John Boy. Thank you so much.
Okay, we appreciate you. Oh, hey, 76 of these led the big parade. Y'all know that song?
I was thinking of that, too.
Don't be the idea guy now. It's too late.
Not the way you sing it.
Well, you didn't even say rhyme with it.
All right, boys, you're both pretty. Can we move on?
Yeah, okay. We lost. Hey, but Ben, congratulations. Your Carolina Skiff gift pack headed down to Center, Texas for you. Good game, buddy.
How about a shout-out, brother?
Go ahead.
I want to shout-out to Mandy. She was a worthy opponent. She was good.
All right, look at Ben being nice
so
in victory.
Nice.
All right. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Time for the classic bit request of the morning. We'd use to take them off the Facebook wall. Who got here? Randy Vance from Union, Mississippi. Randy says that Joe Biden bit had me laughing, a ha-ha-ha. Oh, yeah, we got another call in from Joe Biden before we took our vacation. All right, Randy, we'll get that for you. Coming up next. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Classic bit request. Miranda Vance out of Union, Mississippi. Well, he's been kind enough to check in with us while he's out on the campaign trail. He's running for president in the 2020 election. Please welcome back to the Big Show, Joe Biden. Hello, Mr. Vice President. Let me get that right. Hello.
No, hey, listen. I'm not paying my tab until you fire that cook. You understand? Huh? I asked for over easy. They were over medium. I'm leaving in 6 minutes. Good morning, Jerry.
It's John Boy, sir.
You bet it is. So how's things in North Dakota?
North Carolina, sir.
Oh, man, I love their barbecue. You should go sometime. And don't miss the Rocky Mountains while you're there. Thank me later.
So how's life on a campaign trail? Is it different around Halloween?
Oh, well, you know, you get the weirdos any time of year. You know, I do these rallies, and literally hundreds of thousands of people show up. They're screaming and cheering. Oh, they love old Joe, and I love them. Crazy, huge crowds. So many people, it makes a Trump rally look like a Jewish pig picking.
Well, that's funny because when I see your rallies on TV, it's like nobody's there.
Hey. Hey.
Yes.
Hey. This ain't my first rodeo hop along Kassenbaum. You know, I get tired of playing these little games with clowns trying to make a name for yourselves by jerking a knot in my chain. Let me tell you something, joke boy. You got to get up pretty early in the morning to get one over on me. Save your little comedy skit for the Chuckle Hut. You follow me, Andrew Deuce Clay?
Dice.
No, thanks. I don't gamble. Not anymore, anyway. Not since I beat Nancy Pelosi in strip poker. Oh, man, she has got nipple rings like Victorian door knockers.
Oh, that sounds terrifying.
Yeah, not a lot scares me anymore, though. I've been through the mill, Daddy-O. I could tell you some stories.
Go ahead.
What?
Tell us some scary stories.
What the hell are you talking about?
Well, you said you could tell us some scary stories.
I never said that. Come on, man.
You just did.
What?
You said you could tell us some scary stories.
And how? I'm glad you asked. You know, when I was a kid, I used to be a summer counselor at Camp Crystal Lake. I was really scoring with the broads until this wingnut in a hockey mask decided to chop up all the good-looking chicks.
Well, that sounds like Friday the 13th.
No, you know, I think it was a Thursday. Then one time, this Myers kid puts on a Bill Shatner mask and wiped out a whole town. That, my friend, was when I decided we needed stricter gun control.
But neither one of those guys used a gun.
Yeah, and Bazooka Joe was just a bubble gum. Get real, Potsy. Brother, I'm two steps ahead of you, looking over my shoulder and waiting for you to catch up so I can... Hey, did I tell you about the time that Jesse Helms and I broke into the Pentagon basement and rode those giant government-engineered spiders around the Capitol? Took almost a year to clean up all the butt webs off the Lincoln Monument. Honest Abe looked like he had dreadlocks. And that is my word as a Biden.
Well, that sounds a little hard to believe, Mr. Vice President.
Well, hell, if you don't believe me, just ask Jesse Helms.
Well, he died.
Yes, and even he's voting Democrat now. Don't you get it? Don't you get it? Get on the bandwagon, Bungalow Bill.
Well, I'll certainly think about it.
Hey, and while you're at it, think about this. My kid is looking for work. No. You know, maybe you find him something to do on the show. All he needs is $50,000 a month in a private plane.
Well,
and you're also going to need to hire his personal assistant that is definitely not a drug dealer or an illegal immigrant.
Does he have any experience?
Tell a fart joke and say, here's Sheb Woolley. What's to know? All right, I'll send him over tomorrow.
Well, we're not really hiring right now.
Oh. Oh. Oh, okay. So that's how it is, huh? All right. All right. Boy, I don't know. I sure hope you're able to get your broadcast license once I'm president.
Is that a threat?
No, it's a cardigan. Hey, wait a second. How did you know I was wearing a sweater? You're like Kreskin, man. You should do something with that. Okay, so do I just give you my credit card number and you send me the complete VHS set of Maud?
I'll transfer you. Hold on, Mr. Vice President. It was nice talking to you.
Copy that. Hey, that comes with that life-size B. Arthur blow-up doll, right? No, it's not for me. It's for Hillary. Hey. Hold on a second. I gotta go. They just fired the cook and he's making a scene. This is cool. Free breakfast. Hey, get him out of here.
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Shane, y'all kicking the work week off with us. And thanks to Purple Heart Homes Inn for our Veterans Day. Joe, and thank you so much, all of our veterans listening. We have active service members, of course, listening all over the place, man, through Fort Bragg, Fayetteville, Jacksonville, North Carolina, down Fort Benning, Georgia. It goes down through the South, man. We appreciate y'all for all you've all you're doing and all you have done. Be sure to thank a veteran today. You can also go to the Products for Good website when you click on thebigshow.com. Be sure to thank a veteran as we're coming up for the holidays here. It was, y'all, not a mess while you was over there fighting. We're over here and we had you back. Roll that show clip during Desert Storm we have. Go ahead. Well, you hear about Guantanamo Bay, how bad we're treating the prisoners, you know, our enemies.
Yeah. The ones they arrested on the battlefield.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One old liberal U.S. senator compared it to Nazi concentration camps.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the focus of a press conference by the chairman of the House Armed Services Committee looked at the kind of food served at the U.S. Naval Prison in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba.
Guantanamo.
Club Gitmo.
Club Gitmo, exactly.
That'd be easier for
Camp
me, too.
Camp X-Ray, they also call it.
All right. Well, Representative Duncan Hunter of California showed off some Gitmo prison rations and supplied details of a typical Sunday menu. Orange glazed chicken, fresh fruit, steamed peas and mushrooms, and rice pilaf.
Oh, there you go. Just like the Nazis used to serve.
That's right.
Mr. Hunter says, we treat them very well. They have never eaten better. Hmm. Well, two hot meals a day are prepared for the prisoners in the same kitchens that serve U.S. troops at the naval base. Pork and shellfish are off the menu because we wouldn't want to, you know, hurt their religious reasons, right, make them eat something. Yeah. Send them to hell. Mm.
That's all I do is serve them fish.
Popular Gitmo dishes include curried eggs, tandoori baked chicken,
wow,
and lyonnaise rice. Breakfast typically includes dates and honey.
Man, how do they survive?
The Pentagon budgets $2.5 million per year for feeding them, which works out to $12.68 per person per day.
Uh-huh.
And you compare that meals in federal prisons that house our convicts, $2.78 a day.
So they're spending like six times more on these guys.
More on our enemy prisoners.
Mm. What in the world?
I know. Prisoners considered to be well-behaved or low-security risk are allowed to serve themselves around open-air picnic tables in the detention block.
Another classic old Nazi trick.
Yeah. Let's go have a picnic. Man.
Do you have any sunscreen?
So, we thought we'd find out more about what they're serving at Gitmo. We got a number. I don't know who got this. We'll just keep it private.
They said not to say.
Yeah. The information line at the Camp X-Ray cafeteria.
Okay.
All right, I got the number right here. There's some info on how bad we're treating these guys here.
This is your lunch menu for Camp X-Ray at Guantanamo Bay for the week of July 18th. I'm Big Al Qaeda.
And I'm Big Al Jazeera.
And we're the Gitmo lunch menu man.
Monday, honey roasted chicken, rice pilaf, seasoned lentils, fruit, and a pita roll.
Tuesday, lemon pepper fish, steamed broccoli, pinto beans, fruit, and the pita roll.
Wednesday, spit roasted beef kebab, black eyed peas, hummus casserole, fruit, and a pita roll.
Thursday, glazed chicken, peas, and carrots, fruit, and a pita roll.
Friday, build your own gyro bar. Your choice, chicken, beef, or sautéed yak. Plus fruit and a garlic pita roll.
If you've built up enough snack credits for rolling over on your crazy suicide-bombing friends back home, the candy rack at the Gitmo Canteen now has Skittles. I'm Big Al Qaeda.
And I'm Big Al Jazeera.
Reminding you it's time to turn so you don't burn.
All right, man. Thank y'all. Thank you. All right, man. Let's go, man.
Bitbox is here. Download your favorite Big Show bits, 99 cents each, 15 for $9.99. Buy them once, play them anywhere. Find your faves at thebigshow.com. Anytime is the perfect time for John Boy, Billy Southern, Sweet Tea. Y'all stock up at Food Lion or your favorite store. Order JB&B Stuff by phone, 800-471-STUFF. Online services by Animate.com.
All right, y'all. Hope you have a great rest of your Monday. We'll be back at it on tomorrow. Love you, man.